wholesaling in Chicago, Illinois. Let's talk about wholesaling in Chicago, Illinois. You know, if you followed this channel in the past few weeks, there's been a lot of buzz about. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, we're talking about wholesaling in Chicago, Illinois. Let's talk about wholesaling in Chicago, Illinois. You know, if you followed this channel in the past few weeks, there's been a lot of buzz about Illinois. Can you still wholesale in Illinois? Is there a way around it? Should you worry about illegalities? And I have a couple of videos you could search for. Is wholesaling illegal in Illinois? Ola Talks Abitobi. If you Google that, you'll see another video I did talking, two videos I did actually talking about the things you should worry about and the ones you shouldn't worry about, you know. But there's another question here that I wanted to answer with respect to that particular topic. And it doesn't matter what state or city you live in, this will concern you at some point. Every business where a bunch of people start rushing in and a bunch of people start to where a bunch of people just start to really build interest in without a decent amount of barriers of entry will be regulated at some point. And the key word is regulation. What I can tell you right now for a fact, okay, is that wholesaling real estate will never be illegal, okay? With that being said, in your state, at some point, they may require some kind of licensing for you to do the business, but it will never be legal as a word. Like the word illegal or legal, it will never be illegal. It's just like Brent Daniels from Wholesaling Inc. I did another video with him where I actually analyzed what he said. He said it feels like a American right kind of thing, you know, and I agree with him, you know, but that doesn't mean they can't regulate it. It's just a form of regulation. It's a form of a barrier of entry, just another hoops for you to jump through to become a part of the business. It's a lucrative business. Because of that, a lot of people, if it doesn't have enough barriers of entry, everybody will kind of rush in, especially in this time and age of internet and everything, and people may get hurt, you know. If enough people are complaining about the business model, it doesn't matter if it's legal or not illegal, it will be regulated. That's something you should keep your mind on. Then if you're brand new here, you don't know what wholesaling is the heart and science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing and professional marketing, locking them under contract and selling the contract for a fee. That's what real estate wholesaling is. So recent times, Chicago passed a law which basically requires you to be licensed if you're gonna wholesale more than one property in any given year, okay? It's not illegal, it's just a requirement that you have to be licensed if you're gonna wholesale more than one property in any given year, okay? So just expect that in your state, it may come to your state. But the first thing I wanna say about this is that in this business, in this time and age, there's no such thing as local wholesaling. There's no such thing. It's all virtual wholesaling. You can do this from anywhere because there's power of internet, there's power of emails, right? There's you can have a phone number with an area code of any city around the world, basically from anywhere you live. You can do this business from Dubai, from Europe, from anywhere in the world, because the world is connected. It's one little global village now, right? So the licensing and the requirements and all that stuff, if you are doing wholesaling the right way, if you're using mass marketing, like I said, in the definition of wholesaling real estate, if you're using internet marketing, you're using digital marketing, it's nothing for you to worry about. You're not supposed to touch sellers or buyers. You don't have to. You can just be the lead generator. You can generate business for people, and there's no licensing ever in the history of business that will ever be required for you to generate leads and make money. See, one of the things with people in this business, they don't realize that 15% of $100 is always better than 100% of $0. That's something that a lot of people need to understand. This business, the people that are doing it successfully, all your gurus on YouTube, anywhere, they're doing it by having strategic partnerships. They don't have to touch sellers and buyers. It's only when you're going to touch buyers and sellers on a consistent, regular basis that you would have to worry about, fiduciary interest. They want to protect their interest. No, if you're not dealing with those people on a one-on-one, personal one-on-one basis, you're not required for any kind of license to learn how to market and generate leads that will bring you hundreds of thousands of dollars every single month in and out. Okay, so there's this question that came in here. It says, the person says, so as a newbie in the Chicago market, what is your approach if you haven't obtained your real estate license yet to obtain and deals? Are you partnering with agent, brokers, and if so, what manner? This person said they're newbie. I'm assuming they've never closed any deal. If you've never closed any deal ever, that is nothing for you to worry about. Because again, the law says if you're going to do more than one, right? It's just back to the basics of those days, when people say, hey, I need LLC, I need the logo, I need to put a website together. Those three things is one of the top things that people waste the most time on. And they end up building a website that's basically, it's cricket. Nobody goes to the website. It's a graveyard, right? They end up setting up an LLC that has not even done a dollar of transactions, right? They end up with a logo that it's a pretty logo, but they're the only one that get to see. Nobody cares. Maybe people see it on a business card somewhere, but they're not marketing enough. They're not doing deals enough for that to even matter. People waste their time on these three things. Now you have an additional one more thing that you can waste your time on, worrying about the legalities of wholesaling. When, since the beginning of mankind, wholesaling is, it just means you found a place to buy something cheaper and then you flip it for a profit quicker because you still get to sell it at the wholesale price to a person that may end up selling it for retail price. It's as simple as that. That would never be legal. And I'm repeating that right now. However, businesses, when it becomes lucrative, gets attention, can require licensing, just like stock brokerage, just like real estate brokerage, just like anything, anything that SEC regulates, So all of those things, are they now illegal because they're regulated? No, it just means it's a way that bad people can use to steal a lot of money from people. So it's regulated, okay? So if you're serious about being an entrepreneur, you would do whatever it takes to get licensed and just do business the ethical way, which means you don't cheat, you don't steal, you don't lie, right? So now with this person here is a newbie, you don't have to worry about licensing. Just do your first deal, figure out that, hey, you know what? I can do this business. And then you can now worry about, should I get licensed, or not, right? Because the law says that if you don't do more than one deal, then you can worry about that, right? So if you haven't done your first deal, why are you worried about, should I get a license or not? Do your first deal, know in your heart that, wow, that was hard. That was easy. But it was so easy to make a quick 10 grand. I want to do this. I'm going to take this serious. I'm going to go do my 75 hours, get my license, and take this serious. But until you do your first deal, there's nothing for you to worry about, right? And I'm here to tell you right now, if you do your first deal, do your second deal in partnership with, like you said, somebody who's licensed. Split the money, because like I said, 15% of $100 is better than it's better than 100% of $0, right? And plus, there's nobody I know in this business that hasn't really sustained themselves off of strategic partnership. It's like partnerships on steroids. That's how people sustain this business, because your business comes from all these different channels, and the cheapest source of marketing you're gonna find is from partnerships. It's basically a lead that you didn't pay a dollar for, right? So a lot of people are not paying attention to that. A lot of newbies, they have a hard time paying attention to that because they come into the game with this emotional energy and they just wanna do it by myself so I can prove to myself that I did it. Well, I have news for you. People that have been in the business for the longest, like the richest person in the world, like Jeff Bezos, literally built his business off of other people selling their product on his platform. It's a partnership on steroids. That's what it is. He doesn't have to create a single product. It doesn't have to. From a core standpoint, of course, he has all those programs, web services, but majority of them is partnerships with platforms that have built those products, and he has a big platform to share that product with the world. and then it makes money, and now it's the first $100 billion guys in history. It's partnerships on steroids. Okay, that's what that is. So back to wholesaling in Chicago. Yes, absolutely, you should be thinking partnership, but don't worry about any of that until you've done your first deal. If you want to take partnership to the next level and you want to start building your business and generating leads for other people and then making money together with them, of course you start thinking about that right now. The last thing on your list is illegality, or if it's legal or if it's not legal. Just don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. Once your business starts growing to a certain level, yes, you're more exposed to a certain level of liabilities, and it's way much more than just licensing. You're gonna have a lot more problems coming your way for having a big business. So that's actually the least of your problems right now, okay? Let's go get that first deal, learn how to get your first dollar, your first transaction, and let's kill it. If you wanna do, if that's what you're looking to do, I got this book for you, it's free. You can get it for free download. It's called Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. Okay, you can go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com to go get this for free. All right, and if you're going there right now, I will give you this in addition to that. It's called Real Estate Money Secrets, my newest book. Covers everything you need to learn about real estate investing and real estate as a money machine by itself. All right, and hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.